let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning on this lovely April morning. It has been just perfect weather, perfect to be outside and to check out your gardens and your landscaping and to dabble back there. I know yesterday I picked up the hose and I was like, you know what? I need some extra water on some of my new fruit trees and that sort of thing. And I am here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. She is our expert today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for making the drive out.
Yeah. And my pleasure.
I bet you it's already a busy place at Plants for All Seasons.
Not quite yet this morning.
Not with customers, but I bet you've got some employees there getting things set up.
Got to get restocked and ready for the day.
And your restocking is probably taking place several times a week?
All day long.
Uh-huh. So how many times a week do you get a new shipment or do you bring new items in?
So I get 4 product trucks a week.
Oh, my word.
And then we get, probably 30 plant shipments a week.
Oh, my gosh. And I've seen those trucks. You've posted on Facebook the pictures of the trucks. And it's just, you know, it's like a moving van.
Yeah. And it's like sometimes we'll have 5 18-wheelers in the parking lot.
Oh, my
unloading them.
Word.
Yes.
Well, it's beautiful. It's like, you know, any of our Home Show Garden Pros going out to visit them is like a little break.
Yes.
You know, because they're just so pretty and so bright. And there is something new every time you walk in, no matter what which Home Show Garden Pro you go to.
Yeah. Mondays have been looking a little rough.
Really?
because
they're picked over.
Picked over after the weekend.
But yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you can still find something, but yeah, for sure. I so enjoy going to them. And speaking of our Home Show Garden Pros, so Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, y'all are out on 249, very easy to get to, right there off the freeway, pull in, and such great help in getting, you know, whatever it is that you need loaded in the car. Mm-hmm. And our other Home Show Garden Pros that you have heard through the studio are Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. So you've heard from Anita out there. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. I believe we had Joey out here last week with us. And Nature's Way Resources. We've had John Ferguson and Abby coming out here and answering your questions and your calls at Home Show Garden Pros. And if you want to join our conversation, we'd love to hear from you about problems you're running into or issues you might be having or ideas. Maybe you need some ideas. Mm-hmm. Sherry's great with saying, no, that would be better in this place or something taller, something smaller. Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. It's quiet in the morning when we first start this show, and then we get them lined up. So if you want to give us a call us early so we can answer your questions and comments. So I've been outside this week, and the topic of conversation seems to be pollen.
Oh, yes.
And we are not a health show, but wow.
Yeah.
From what I've read, this has been record-setting pollen in Houston.
Yes. I think 2011 was the next highest.
Okay. Because I don't know about when. I just know that one of the highest was like 6,000, and this is measured in
parts per million.
Parts per million.
Uh-huh.
Cubic parts per million or
yeah,
meters or something.
Yeah.
And there was a record of 6,000.
Uh-huh.
And Thursday we had the highest of this week and it was like 10,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you can thank the winter storm Uri for that.
Really?
And a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the stress that the trees and shrubs went under from that cold, like they're like, but the trees are evergreen. But that was still very stressful on them. It takes them sometimes a year to show the effects. And it was very stressful all year on them. And then, boom, they hit flower time and they think, well, we're stressed out. We need to reproduce.
Oh, wow.
So they put on even more pollen.
It is just thick.
Yes.
And then is it a longer season? Because I know there was one weather person who said, well, and because we have a longer spring now.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it kind of got warmer faster this year.
Think,
was it a combination?
I think the trees were a little bit late to bloom because of the freeze last year. They held off a little bit.
Okay.
And so now it's hitting all at once. And we haven't had that much rain.
No, we haven't.
To wash it out. That, and we have the winds kicking it up.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. You can see it. Oh, it's just, it's
like the recipe for craziness. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been okay. I mean, you work outside all the time, so.
I take my Claritin.
Really? So oh, you yeah. still have to, yeah, watch yeah. out. I feel it in the eyes, really. Uh-huh. Just, that's, I think, the only. So I guess I'm not allergic to oak pollen.
Yeah.
Right now,
I
knock on wood.
I just think when it's that high, everybody can
you
show.
Feel something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because mm-hmm. definitely my eyes are itchy. So anyway, I hope everybody's doing okay. But yesterday or Thursday, I guess, was the highest. It looks like today's going to be a little better on the actual pollen
right.
floating
and then
in the
we'll
air.
Get some, hopefully get some rain early this week.
Right.
Kind of wash it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be
that
nice.
Would help.
Yes. We have a fluffy dog, and I mean, he's like a Swiffer bringing in that
oh,
pollen.
Yes.
I have to like shake him off practically before we come in. So we have David on the line who has given us a call. David, good early morning to you. What do you have for us?
Good morning, y'all. Christian, I'm talking about grass and like Bermuda grass. I always put like, you know, the rice seed to make it green in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. The front is so green, on the side it's kind of dying. In the back of my house, like I bought a new house and there was no grass. So, you know, I was fertilizer. And they just advised me to put a lot of rice seed and it's bloomed great. It's all green. But now it's starting to die because, you know, it's getting hot. But now I want to do Bermuda grass. Like, and does Bermuda grass always have to be low? Can it be long?
You really need to mow it short to get that lateral growth to prevent the weeds or to create uh-huh. a competition so the weeds don't come in. So you can grow right. it long, and that's what basically the sides of our freeways have. It's kind of long and bellowy, but you'll get weeds in your yard. So to really kind of cut that top off and make it grow laterally, that's where you're going to get your weed control in.
Right.
Hey, David.
So, yes.
Can you hang on to that thought? Because I want to talk to you a little bit about that, the length of your grass cutting, but we've got to pop out to a break. So can you hang on for just a minute and we'll get back with you?
Certainly, absolutely.
Okay, hang on and we'll chat in a minute. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, and we'll be back.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Hi, David. Thanks for hanging on. So Sherry is here. We still have... Hi, David. Thanks for hanging on. So we were talking about your length of your Bermuda grass and your mowing. So here's Sherry to kind of follow up and finish up on that thought.
Yeah, so you want something that you can leave longer? Is that what you...
Yeah, because like right now my grass, I mean, he mowed it yesterday in my yard, man, you know, but, you know, it's coming off of that ricey grass. So it's, you know, it's not so thin, you know, it's still kind of thick, but in the backyard, like you can see it kind of dying, you know.
Yeah. Because
it's like freshly grass. They didn't put no grass in my backyard.
Okay.
And I threw seeds out there and it looked beautiful. But now that it's getting hot, I can see some of the grass dying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like green grass.
Yeah, and so you're just looking for a grass that you can seed easy is what I'm getting.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you're kind of left with Bermuda as the type of grass that you could do. If you wanted to start plugging some St. Augustine in there, then you could. It's not as expensive to plug, and you could still do your Bermuda at the same time, and then once the St. Augustine really fills through, it'll take over the Bermuda. So you mm-hmm. have options that way. But as far as seed goes, you're kind of left with Bermuda or Zoysia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And salvage fertilizer should know. Yeah. And it's recommended maybe put some compost down and then throw the seeds down, be good.
Or yeah, compost is always going to help your seed break down and germinate.
Right.
And we're looking at our soil temperatures right now are holding around between 74 and 76, and that's when your Bermuda is going to germinate. So this is
right.
This is the week to do it.
Yes, that's what I want to do. I got time on Saturday, you know what I mean? He just mowed it Thursday, so I mean, it's not so thin like golf courses, but I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's cut where the yard man cut it, you know
sure.
what I mean?
Sure, yep. But if you do the Bermuda, I try to get him to lower that mower, or else you'll be fighting weeds all the time.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank y'all.
Thanks
y'all do a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
David.
It.
Well, good luck on that grass. That's interesting that he's talking about it sounds like he bought a new home or, you know, an already established home, but the back, that's something with the sprawl of the city.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are moving or they're inheriting, you know, an already established home. So I'm thinking they need to, you know how we're so concerned when we buy a new home or a home, we walk through and make sure the pipes aren't leaking and, you know, foundation is good. But what are some signs we should look at for, you know, trees? Should we be concerned about any trees that we're investing in or the landscaping?
I mean, I guess if you had some really established trees, you might have an arborist out to look at them because that's, you know, especially if it's a beautiful part of the landscape.
Right.
But, I mean, most people are going to move in and kind of put their flair on it anyway.
Right.
So,
right.
I would look at the inside of the house and go, well, we can change everything on the outside.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah.
But most houses, the builders, landscapers, they're just piling dirt up, throwing plants in.
And I guess that's my point.
Yeah.
So on the landscaping part, you know, they just, whatever plants they can find and maybe even, you know, head out there and feed them.
Yeah.
What would you suggest on new plants? Like if you're going into a subdivision where they, you know, all the landscaping looks the same.
Yeah.
But what are we going to do to our new plants to make sure that we don't lose them after that big investment?
I mean, you can fertilize them and compost or
just
rip them out and start over.
Oh gosh.
Sorry. That's my,
right.
I mean, they usually put like ligustrum across the front of the house. It's going to take over the house or needlepoint hollies that are going to get 12 foot tall.
Right.
And you don't want that in front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah.
And there's no, it doesn't seem like there's as much variety.
Yeah. And if I guess some words of wisdom to somebody getting into a new house, you know, most people focus on the inside of the house for up to 2 years before they move outside.
Yeah.
And if you could rearrange that landscape and maybe make some tweaks to the soil with compost and organic fertilizers and remulch with a good hardwood shredded mulch, you could probably save yourself some effort in the long run.
Later, yeah.
Because it's going to be easier to move baby plants than it is mature plants.
Right, right. Well, and that's, you know, it's such a big investment, you know, and then even when you could add some plants, you know, add that variety, because I've heard the Home Show Garden Pro experts talking about variety, because it's a big deal in our gardens. If you want not only healthy for the soil and the environment, but for our bees, birds, and butterflies.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah, you do want to diversify. We don't want monocultures, then you'll have lots of problems if you have the same plant.
Like, yeah.
You know, that's why we have so many issues in our St. Augustine, because look at all the St. Augustine that there is. So there's a lot of food for bugs to really get going.
Right.
So if you can diversify in your flower beds, you'll have a lot less problems with insects and fungus and different things like that.
Now, does that affect the grass?
No.
Or is that period paragraph?
That's.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Period.
Well, what can we do to help with the St. Augustine?
Microlife Humates
okay.
Plus.
Okay, the
compost
feeding.
Top dress. Yeah.
Keeping that healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I said before the show, why? So we say this a lot, you know, microlife, top dressing.
Right.
What is that doing for my lawn?
So what it's doing, it's increasing your organic material. If you've ever dug a hole after you've moved into a house, right, and you dig down and it's just sand and clay and there's no nutrient value there. Like there's nothing that can hold on to nutrients.
Okay.
So we want to increase the organic material, basically recreate a forest floor
Yes.
that's rich and full of life.
Right.
So we want to fix our soils so that they have life in them again, instead of hard packed clay.
Right. So that they're almost self-sufficient.
Yeah.
We're trying to recreate that so we don't have to keep watering or maybe not as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing that and I'll tell you some of the things that I've done and I've seen differences mm-hmm. with the guidance from the Home Show Garden Pros. So this is Home Show Garden Pros and Sherry Hara is here with us from Plants for All Seasons. She is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Building your lawn soil is a big deal. Water less, mow more. You'll see fewer weeds with healthier soil. We keep you growing on Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to talk about landscapers' pride, and to do that, we have Jenny Saucier on the phone with us to answer a few questions. Jenny, what is the difference between mulch and soil, and where do I use them when?
We actually have a lot of product offerings in both categories, and then some products that kind of mold themselves into both categories as well. So a mulch is traditionally a 2-inch shredded wood that is made for top dressing either in your flower bed or around decorative areas, landscape, walkways, things like that. It's created as decorative, as moisture barrier to keep moisture in, especially in the hot months, and then also to create a barrier for weeds in your landscape. And then a soil, its primary function, of course, is for you to be able to plant something in it where it can sustain it. It provides nutrients and provides this growing environment that is perfect to allow the plant to grow and flourish.
Jenny from Landscapers Prides. Jenny, do you have a website you want to share?
It is www.landscaperspride.com. We've got a few very awesome features on there, such as a store locator where you can find our products, and then also a mulch calculator that you can use before you head out so you know how much mulch to buy.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
Yeah, of course.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons up on 249 is with us. And this is a knowledge co-op of experts having to do with everything landscaping, grass, gardening, your outdoor spaces, how to fill them, your patio spaces. You know, we talk a lot about lawns and landscaping, but we have, you know, spaces that we can beautify with raised gardens or mm-hmm. potted plants. Now, we had David who was calling us about grass a little while ago, and I'd like to sort of talk about the clippings issue
mm-hmm.
because I have an issue when we bag up all those. I've got St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bag up all the grass and or leaves, because right now, of course, we've all got a lot of leaves
right.
that are falling. So what's your opinion on that? Is there time of year when I should leave the clippings from my St. Augustine on the grass?
So I feel like, you know, if I walk into a yard, I was telling you this, if I walk into mm-hmm. a yard and I feel like the clippings aren't breaking down further, like you can see a thatch layer, or you can mm-hmm. see the brown thatch,
yep.
you know,
sitting
on top
underneath.
Of the grass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I would recommend you bag a few times until our organic fertilizers and compost really kick in and start breaking those down. Now, mine, I can mulch, and the next day you barely see any
wow.
of the thatch that's left in the grass. So we really need to know when your soil is healthy enough to start breaking it down.
You need to read it.
You need to, yeah, pay attention.
Yeah.
Watch your little pieces. You know, are they breaking down further, or are they just sitting on top and smothering the grass?
Suffocating it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that you need to look for. But you can still use those clippings. As long as you don't have a lot of weeds, you could use the clippings in a compost pile.
Okay, so how could I start a mini compost pile?
Just start dumping.
Like in one space?
In one spot. Just yep. start dumping it. Yeah.
Leaves,
too. Corner of the fence.
Yeah.
Leaves and grass clippings. You just want to be careful. Like if you have a bunch of weeds in your grass and they're blooming and going to seed and you're bagging, you don't want to use those necessarily.
Right. Okay.
So I would throw those out just to remove the seed heads.
Right, right. Well, I remember Mike Sorant had said something recently about, he said, Sandy, those weeds are not just there to annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
But like you just said, the blooming ones, you know, you want to kind of grab those out.
You want to control the seed heads. Yes,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get rid of those if we can. And the others, if we get the healthy soil,
mm-hmm.
then hopefully my St. Augustine is going to choke those out.
Right.
I'm learning.
You got it. Yes. So I did a garden club talk recently, and it was a broad topic, but one of the topics we got into was weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a famous quote by comedian. What's his name?
It'll come to you at the break.
Yes. Anyways, he said the earth laughs and flowers, right?
Oh.
Well, but my add-on to that is, yes, it laughs and flowers, but it heals with the weeds.
Really?
And that is how the earth heals. And when I say that, if you see a certain type of weed, like let's say dandelions,
mm-hmm.
are just flourishing in an area of your yard, we have to look at what is the earth healing. So it's got a taproot. It's pulling calcium from down deep,
mm-hmm.
and it's trying to aerate. So it's trying to fix the ground there.
Yeah.
And we think that they're there to annoy us.
To annoy
us. So it's really trying to serve a purpose.
Right, right. And that's MicroLife, Mike's rant was sort of talking about also.
Yeah.
Okay, now I understand why he said that. Thank you for the explanation.
There you go.
Yes. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons on 249. And this is a knowledge co-op. She is here to answer your questions about your landscape, grass, and garden at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Before we get back to the calls, I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest.
We have one of the best selections of succulents in town. You will love all the unique varieties. Vegetables are making their way on the tables. We have lots of great varieties of tomatoes and peppers out.
We have an outstanding selection of fruit and citrus trees. Our knowledgeable staff will be happy to answer any questions to get you growing your own fruit. Now is the best time to get your fruit trees in the ground so they get established before the heat of summer comes along. Always add compost and MicroLife before starting a fresh garden. It's a great time to spruce up your patio pots. If they need some love, we've got plenty of things to fill them up. be sure to check out myenchanted.com for our upcoming seminar schedule or sign up for our weekly email so you'll know what's happening at Enchanted Nursery. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Great Woods, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, and this is Sandy, and most importantly, Miss Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We've got Tyler on the line. Tyler, what do you have for us?
Yeah, I got about a half an acre of a yard that when we regraded the yard, it's got a lot of limestone base under it. So there's not a lot of organic, and I'm trying to figure out what do I need to do to top dress it to get to where I can put Bermuda grass on top of that, and how thick would that need to be?
Okay, so, yeah. Compost is going to be your first step. And I would say at least a quarter to a half an inch of compost. And you may, do you need to do any leveling?
No, so that's the reason I got the problem is I did a bunch of leveling and the subgrade was the sandstone, limestone base. So there's no organics in that. So
oh, okay.
Growing really, I got a really good growth of weeds right now with nothing frigid.
Yeah, yeah. So we need to definitely up the organic game there. So, the leaf mold compost is going to be the best. You could also do like a black humus, compost as well. But if you have access to Nature's Way leaf mold compost, about a half an inch thick layer of that will do some good.
Okay. I'm out in the Brenham area. Is that somewhere that I can get delivered out that far?
Probably not. I'm not sure who's out. Go on their Nature's Way Resources website and see if you can find a store lake locator. There is a place out in Brenham that may sell their bag goods.
Okay.
Yep. But that's going to be the best. And if you can't get that, then get a good compost from a soil yard up there and then find a place that sells the MicroLife Humates Plus and do a added step there by putting that Humates Plus out.
Okay, and then I feed that, and then I should be good?
You should be good.
All right, I appreciate the help.
You bet. Thank you, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler. Yeah, that's a really good point. If he's still there, Tyler, you not only – it sounds like he would need a big delivery.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's in Houston – the right. Home Show Garden Pros have the bags of the leaf mulch compost. And
there may be some places out there.
Up there, yeah.
That sell it.
Yeah.
I'm not up on my Brenham game.
Right.
Yep.
Well, that's a nice thing to have on your garden shelf, mm-hmm. is that leaf mold compost.
Yes.
I was out watering yesterday. Oops, excuse me. I was out watering yesterday and I looked across the lawn and there was this one area that I thought, ooh, that grass area is a little bit lower. It wasn't looking as green.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a half a bag left of mm-hmm. the leaf mold compost and I sprinkled it on there and we'll see if that kind of perks it up a little bit. So, you know, it's just a matter of reading your garden.
Yes.
And you were on with me about 3 weeks ago
mm-hmm.
and we talked about the seaweed.
Yes.
And I did the seaweed and there were some plants that I thought, oh no, I had gotten some help on trimming, on cutting back some that I thought were dead. And I thought, oh my gosh, I think that one's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no.
No.
After the seaweed, I have got little green coming out in many
Good.
Of them. I can't remember which one it is because I don't remember the name of all of my plants. But, of course, the lantanas are fine. So I'm really happy about that.
Good.
I did think my plum tree
mm-hmm.
was history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's new after last year's freeze.
Okay.
Okay. And it, you know, I'd gotten some green on it and, of course, no fruit or anything. And then this year, the peach tree right next to it started blooming and was beautiful, and the plum tree was pure sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I scratched, I couldn't figure out if I was getting green or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I was checking it off the list. I thought, okay, well, that's just going to be history. And I did the seaweed
uh-huh.
a few weeks ago, and I literally walked back there. I hadn't been back there in about a week, and there are green leaves all over it.
Oh, good.
I'm thrilled. So I know it's alive.
Yeah, seaweed is magical.
It is magical. And that's going to be another item that I leave on my shelf.
Yeah.
That I just kind of keep because it really, it just, it was magic.
Yeah, and I like doing a soil drench on things like your plum. You could do a soil drench on it to really boost it.
With the seaweed.
With the seaweed. But also getting out with a little sprayer every week and just get out in your garden, just you and a bottle of seaweed.
Yeah.
And just have some time with your plants and just look at, you know, observe and watch. You'll see. You'll be able to get ahead of any problems just making that FaceTime with your plants.
Right. And you'll see some, you know, like I saw a few of my little flowering plants. There were some yellowish leaves and I thought, well, that's not right. And they're not anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, they're nice and bright green.
Yeah.
And they're really looking good.
Yeah. I think a lot of times we overreact to some of our plants looking weird. And if we could just get out there, observe it, monitor it.
Right.
A lot of times they'll work themselves out.
Right.
If you don't just overreact and let's put water on it and let's put this on it and, you know, just let it take time.
Or worse, yank it out.
Yeah, and yank it out.
And
that's
what I've learned from the Home Show Garden Pros is that y'all have said, be patient.
Yes.
You know, here, let's do a little bit of this seaweed or microlife or whatever it is that we might need, and let's be patient. And that I have learned, and it's saved me money.
Yes.
But I enjoy that time out there. Now, what I think you were talking about when we were talking about the seaweed, spraying the seaweed, is that that goes on the leaves. I mean, that I can just spray up and down on the plants. Mm-hmm. But when I'm watering by hand, I should not be watering on the leaves.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to just spray your plants with water for no reason.
Okay.
If you're applying something, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're watering, the plants drink from the roots,
right?
So we want to really optimize where we water at the root zone. And, you know, water can contribute to fungus. So
too much water
on the leaves, wet leaves. We're high humid. We're warm. Our nights are going to be warmer. Then that spreads fungal growth. So we want to make sure and not water the leaves, especially in the late afternoon.
Okay. Well, and I guess in the summer, in the late afternoon, could that cause some burning also if I was spraying with water?
Yeah, on certain plants. Some plants, it could magnify the sun's rays, and you can do some burning. Not as likely to do it, but but yeah, you can.
Okay, so the seaweed I can spray on the leaves.
Yeah, and that's more of a spray. It's not like heavy droplets, right?
Right.
It's just a mist.
Right, and it's a mixture, you know, of my water. And I've got to reveal a big mistake. I was so frustrated when I was going through this with the seaweed because I had my spray container, went out there, and it wasn't budging. My mixture. I was like, what is going on? It's not coming out. So I got a different one. Well, learn from Sandy. Y'all, you have to wash your sprayers out immediately after because that seaweed is nice and thick. So I had a little bit of clogging in mine.
Yep.
So anyway, it was a joy once I got it going, and I'm thrilled with the results. So
good.
Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Give Sherry a call with, she is here from Plants for All Seasons, and we've got Maureen and Doug waiting for us, and we will be right back after this for their calls.
Here's your early watering warning. When deciduous trees bud out, they drink most of your soil's water. That's the time to get busy watering lawns and shrubs, helping you soak it all in. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We need to talk about fertilizers for our lawns. Let's get Mike Sorant from MicroLife on the phone. So, Mike, is there something that I should be using in particular right now?
Is to apply MicroLife Humates Plus.
So I'm going to use the Humates Plus on my yard, get it healthy, get it ready to grow. Do I need to pull my weeds first?
No.
Okay.
But a lot of the weeds that you're seeing right now, Sandy, is we basically have two seasons of weeds. They're going to be called the cool season in the warm season. And I think we make way too much deal about weeds. Why is that?
Well, I think I have always thought that the weeds are damaging my grass because they're growing in and just spreading throughout the grass.
Did you know that clover grows to disrespect you? Did you realize that?
I don't think so.
Right, but that's what Scott says. And you can't have that filthy clover disrespecting you, Sandy, can you? And then the other thing is trees. A lot of times these herbicide companies will say, do not use around trees. Keep it on the lawn only.
Interesting.
But the tree doesn't know to not grow underneath lawns.
Yeah, right.
The azalea doesn't know not to grow underneath lawns. Mm-hmm. But pulling weeds. Let's go back to pulling weeds. So you've had a tough day dealing with Charlie, okay? And you drive into your home, you go, by God, there's a weed. I'm going to go get that little sucker. And you pull a couple of weeds, and all of a sudden you feel better.
Yeah. MicroLife is available at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Check out our website at homeshowgardenpros.com. Thank you very much, Mike, for being with us from MicroLife, and great information. Always learn so much when we have a talk with you. So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, folks. Enjoy the day.
Okay, we're back with some garden questions, and we have Maureen on the line. Maureen, what's your question for us today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a fig tree, which it's got to be maybe 8-9 years old. It performs very well. And we've had two very severe freezes, last year's and this one. And I noticed this year when I was expecting the leaves to burst out and, you know, do their thing, all of a sudden there was a section in the middle of the tree that looked as though someone had lit a match and that the bark was charred. And when I went out to investigate, that only that one area right in the middle, it was the tallest that I sort of have the fig tree close to a fence. So I was thinking, you're above the fence protection if there was any wind protection.
Right.
And I'm thinking, maybe you got injured. But then someone, a friend, a neighbor, said, maybe you have a disease just in that section. And I started thinking about it because I'm thinking if it's systemic, I'm going to lose the whole tree. It's just a matter of time. So that's what I'm calling.
Okay. Yeah. And without being there and seeing it, it's hard to.
No, you're at a disadvantage.
Yeah. But what I would do is I would, since you see the kind of black rot looking section on it, can you cut back past that?
Yes, I can get past that.
Okay.
And there's been lots of new growth up from the ground.
Okay.
And also there are branches that are bursting from the existing, even the bad section. So
okay.
I've got lots of new, because I was thinking, how could I cut out the poor sections? I'm thinking maybe I don't have to.
Yeah. So you can do two different things. You can just see what happens. Just leave it alone. You know, it's a mature tree, but if you lost it, would replacing it be that big of a deal? You know, that's one way to look at it. Or you can cut it out and try to like cut past that rot and see how far it goes into the tree. And then you'll know a lot. But you may be able to just remove the rotted part, because that, and it's probably from last year's freeze. We're just now seeing the results of
it.
Yeah. It could have been working all year. And then we have this little bit of freeze that we had this year, and it just, it was the icing on the cake, right? So try to cut out what damaged wood is there. And then let's see if the tree can pull through.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Maureen.
I have a different question.
Hang on just a second. No, you hang on, Maureen.
Oh.
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
We're going to pop out for a break, and we're going to take that second question when you come back. And then after you, Maureen, we've got a caller from Doug. So
that's what I was trying to be polite about.
No, it's okay, Marie. You and Doug, hang on, and we will be right back with Home Show Garden Pros after this.
Apricot, coral, peach, and pink.
Just a few of their delicious colors.
Blooming again and again.
Now through fall.
Easy growing, sun loving.
Part ground cover, part miniature rose bush.
Drift roses. You'll love them.
Easy to maintain.
For spaces big and small.
Group or mix them with shrubs, perennials.
Just part of what's waiting for you.
At Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Helping you grow like a pro.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Hi, Maureen. This is Sandy and Sherry. Sherry's here from Plants for All Seasons to answer our questions. So we have Maureen with a follow-up question, and then Maureen after you, we've got Doug. So hang on there, Doug, and we'll be right with you. Maureen, what do you have for us? What's the next question?
Okay. I received a, I don't know what exact, I know what it is. It's a variety of plants. They're all succulents, and they're in not too deep of a display bowl. I would say maybe 3 inches high, and it's a square shape. So the succulents are all tucked in next to each other. It's very pretty. But I was looking at it this morning. I've had it maybe 10 days, and I know not to overwater it. So I figured let me get something woody so I could see like a pencil to kind of check what was happening below the surface. And I'm thinking that I don't know the origins of the planting material, and I don't want it to die. It's very lovely, and I can just repot it and take out the soil. The top of the soil, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. It just seems to be in something fluffy, meaning
like a peat-based soil.
Set up, and I don't want it to die. So I'm willing to take it apart, but, of course, now I need to know what soil.
Okay. Well, they make a cactus and succulent soil, and you can usually find small bags of that. What part of town are you in, Maureen?
By Beltway 8 and Westheimer.
Okay. So I'm sure whatever garden center, Cornelius, I'm not sure who you have down there.
Yeah, I do have that, and I also have the Wabash, which is a little bit further for me. But if you're looking for good products, you go.
Okay. They'll have a small bag of cactus and succulent soil. So I would pull it out of there when you're done enjoying it and then separate them and, you know, up pot them to another container. And then cactus and succulent soil should be pre-fed too. It should have all the nutrients in it that they'll need for a while, and then put it in an area that gets morning sun and afternoon shade. I wouldn't put it in an all-day sun environment.
Great.
Okay, so can I have it in the house for a while?
For a little while, you can, but eventually you'll need to move them outside.
But morning sun, afternoon
Morning sun, afternoon shade.
And do I keep on trimming it back so it kind of keeps its perky shape? And
you can, and you can start new plants with the succulents with their leaves. Just set their leaves right on top of the soil, and it'll make a whole new plant.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make it broader. Well, Maureen, I hope that helps.
Thank you. Oh, yes. No, that'll do. And I'll just listen to everybody else's questions. It's a wonderful learning experience.
It is. Thank you very much for your call, Maureen.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Doug, we have you on the line, and Sherry is here to answer your question.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I have two easy questions. I bought this house 20 years ago. I planted a Bradford pear. It grew up to be real pretty and nice. Had some issues along the way, and I cut it down about 3 years ago. It was probably a two-story garage, so it was over the top of the garage, however tall that is.
Yeah.
I would like to, I'm redoing that whole area, and I would like to put a peach tree in. I'm afraid you're going to tell me don't put a tree where those roots are, but I don't want you to tell me that.
Okay. So how long ago did you take the tree down, did you say?
3 years.
3 years. And when, well, I'm not going to tell you you can't put a tree there. So you're going to have to assess the soil. Is it really, really like a ton of roots that still haven't broken down, or do you feel like they've broken down?
No, there's some roots that will have to be knocked out.
Yeah, so you can, and it'll probably be easier now that it's been 3 years. I took a Bradford pear down, and after about 3 years, I could start digging and hacking at that root, and it was easier to get out because decomposition had settled in. And so, you know, I bet if you get a shovel out, there's some pretty probably thick areas and then some areas where it's not as thick that I think you could get a hole dug in there. Okay. But you can get, there's a product that you can get and you can drill it down into the stump of the tree and fill it up and it'll speed up that decomposition. So,
okay. So the stump is long gone. They chip that out.
Okay.
So I don't hit any roots until, you know, 9 or 10 inches down.
Okay. And you'll be surprised, you know, I mean, 3 years and decompositions in there, you can probably bust through those roots. So you can definitely plant in there, add some compost and feed that area with a nitrogen-based fertilizer a little more frequently because you want to break that the roots down. And nitrogen feeds the decomposition, but you also don't want it to starve your new tree for nutrients by leaching the. So you
there's
would,
no issue. The roots aren't poisoning the new tree.
No, they're stealing nitrogen from the soil to break down. So just speed up your or increase your nitrogen fertilizer. So just every few weeks, go out and sprinkle a little bit of nitrogen-based fertilizer, just so that your tree doesn't starve.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
So, Doug, yes. Hang on a second. So, what do you know what happened to the Bradford pear?
Well, I know they don't have a long lifespan anyway.
Oh, what is the lifespan, Cherry?
20 years, you're doing good.
Okay.
That's about where it's been today. So, at one point, a woodpecker got after it pretty good. I think I fixed that problem. When we had that drought, however many years ago, that didn't help it. So it just kind of started coming apart limb by limb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Broke my wife's heart.
Yeah. They are. They're very pretty. I have a couple, and that was making me worried when you said that you had to take it down. So you're thinking about a peach tree now?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sherry, what do you think about that?
That's great. Yeah. I mean, it's a different beast. It's not going to get the big wide spread like the Bradford pear.
What I want. Want to keep it 15 feet or so at tops.
Yep, so I think that's a good choice for you. And you get peaches.
Okay. Yeah, and you get peaches.
That's my plan.
Yeah.
And it's pretty right now because I have a new peach tree, new, a couple of years old, and it is so pretty now.
Uh-huh.
It's a fun tree to have. So I wish you luck on that. Well,
all right, thanks.
Anything else?
Yes. So
okay.
That area.
Can you hang on to that?
Absolutely, sure.
Hang on, and we're going to pop out for a break, and we're going to come right back for your second part.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and Sherry Hira from Plants for All Seasons is here with us today. And Doug, we've got Doug on the line, and you had a follow-up question, Doug. We just solved your problem about the Bradford pear, losing that, and we're going to plant a peach tree. I can't wait to hear how that goes, and I hope your wife enjoys that. So what else did you have on your mind?
So the backdrop of this area is a big garage wall, like say two stories, about 20 feet wide. I have bought three fan-shaped trellises. They're almost 5 feet wide at the top, so the three of them eat up the whole wall, most of it. So I want to put vines or something on there. So I kind of have a list of what I would like.
Okay.
I'll give that to you, and you see if there's any candidates.
Okay.
So I would like it to be evergreen.
Okay.
of course, climbing, flowering. It gets good afternoon sun, but doesn't get sun till about 1 o'clock.
Okay.
It faces north, and I'd like it to attract, you know, whatever, bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, maybe, whatever.
Okay. So, and you want it to be uniformly green from the ground up?
Well, I don't care about that. I just really don't want it to die in the winter.
Okay.
Ratty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these are your options. Evergreen vine is going to be star jasmine, right?
Okay. That's
easy to find. So that's going to be an evergreen. Now, there's other types of jasmine, like your Carolina jasmine, which gets the yellow flowers. Your star jasmine's the white flowering one. The star jasmine's going to stay green from bottom to top. The yellow jasmine or the Carolina jasmine is going to grow up. All your foliage is going to be at the top of your trellis. You'll have more of a trunk at the bottom. So those two would be good options. You could also do like a climbing rose as well, which would be a little more stocky, and then your flowers would be more at the top. It might be a beautiful addition. Maybe do one rose and one or two jasmine on either side. So that's an option. And then there's the cross vine. The Tangerine Beauty cross vine might be a good option for you as well. That'll attract hummingbirds as well.
Does it flower?
Cross vine, you said?
Cross vine, Tangerine Beauty cross vine. They also call it trumpet vine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
You just have to be careful with your tropical vines, especially on that north side. Things like Mandevilla are beautiful. They give you a lot of flower, but you risk losing them in the wintertime.
Gotcha. Yep. And I've seen star jasmine, the climbing rose, and the cross vine or something. I can find it with good nurseries.
Yep, you got it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
And you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com. And it gives the list of all of our Homeshow Garden Pros that we would love for you to go and visit one of them.
I know where everybody is.
Yep. Great. Well, thanks for your call, Doug.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good morning.
You too.
Well, we have got Alex. Alex, are you there? This is Sandy and Sherry.
Yeah.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
What's your question for Sherry?
So I have two. One, I actually heard you earlier talking about seaweed. I bought a MicroLife. I was looking for super seaweed and they were out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ocean Harvest.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I can use that kind of the same.
Yes.
And then the second question is there something organic I can do for fleas in the grass?
Yes. Okay. So first of all, the Ocean Harvest, you can definitely use that like you would the seaweed. The only difference is it has a guaranteed analysis. It's got a fertilizer charge to it. So you probably wouldn't want to do it every week, but every 2 to 3 weeks would be fine. But it'll kind of have some of the same elements to it that the seaweed has. So you're perfectly fine with that. And then the second question was... Remind me.
Fleas,
yes. Okay, so you could do beneficial nematodes. They'll attack the flea larva. So you put those out with a sprayer in a liquid form. You just have to find, like we sell them at our nursery. And you get them in a little refrigerator. We keep them in a refrigerator. Have you heard of beneficial nematodes before?
No, I haven't. Have you, Alex?
I've heard of nematodes, yes, but I've never... tried to do anything with them.
So. Okay. It's a hard concept for most people to understand because you can't see them. They're microscopic.
Oh.
But what they do is they destroy the larva. And if we can destroy the larva, then that stops the life cycle. They work great for any soil-dwelling larval stage.
Wow.
So things like fleas, ants, grubs, things like that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now,
they work great on those.
How do we distribute it again?
You mix it up in water and spray them on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hose-end sprayer?
Hose-end or pump-up sprayer. And the name of the game is just get them out there. And so you can do it with a pump-up sprayer. Spray them out everywhere. And I usually like to do it right before a rain because that'll kind of push them down into the soil.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And okay. I think we've got rain coming this next week.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Yeah. Well, that's great information. So they're beneficial nematodes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Awesome.
Does that help, Alex?
Yeah, I'll have to try. I'm on the south side of town.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there are granules that you could do as well. There's an EcoSmart granule. It's got a very strong aroma because it has like geranium oil and maybe a more like menthol kind of oil that is supposed to keep them away, mm-hmm. But it doesn't kill them. It's a deterrent. So you could do both.
Is there a home show pro on the south side of town?
Well, Richmond, Rosenberg area, we've got Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. There are two different locations there in Richmond and one in Rosenberg. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. And then,
yeah, I'm in Pearland. I was actually at Enchanted Forest last week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And then really maybe helpful. Southwest Fertilizer.
Southwest Fertilizer, yep. Well, thanks for your call, Alex. I hope that helps.
Uh-huh. Thank you much.
All right, thank you. This is Sandy, and most importantly, we have Sherry sitting with us this morning from Plants for All Seasons, and we are going to hop out to a break, but give us a call for the next hour at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros with Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.